The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Joe Show Connecting All Abilities podcast. I'm your host, Joseph DeYoung. I hope everybody had a nice summer vacation. I know everybody did, and I had a great summer vacation. I'm glad to be back here in the studios doing this podcast. But today is kind of a little rainy day out, which, you know, but it'll be sunny. So today I have a guest on my show today. And also, before I introduce my guest, this is my recorder, Ron. My recorder, Ron, he helps me with the questions and everything. So, without further ado, let's welcome Allison. What's your last name?
Heriberta.
Okay, so let's welcome. So today I have a guest on my show today. She is the founder and executive director of One Day Niche. So let's welcome Allison.
Think of hair and then a bird. Heriberta.
Let's welcome Allison Heriberta to the show today. Good afternoon, Allison. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well today.
I'm very glad to hear that. Yeah, because I was gonna have Sherry Farrell on the show, but I know when she called me, I know she said she couldn't make it, and so she called you and see if you could step in and be a guest on my show today.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, and because I plan on having the two of you on the show today. But you know what? Hey, if it's gonna be me and a guest, hey, that's all right. You know what? It is what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. So, how does it feel to be on my show today?
I'm very excited to be on your show today. It's a nice opportunity to be here.
Well, hey, you know what? When an opportunity comes knocking, you take the opportunity. You know.
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, you sound excited, but you're nervous, right? Yeah.
A little bit.
Because I can tell just by in your voice, like that. That's just how I can pick up on it.
Okay.
You know, but you seem excited.
I am excited.
Yeah. So we are going to get into the questions. All right. So. tell me about One Day Niche.
One Day Niche, if I can give my elevator speech here, is an mm-hmm. activity-based day program for adults with disabilities. We meet Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and we try to get out in the community and do different activities within the community. There's just a variety of activities that we've been able to connect with and do, which has been very exciting to see the faces as we do new activities. Today we were at a local farm and we were able to go through the apple orchard on a truck trailer, and it was fully accessible for us to take the individual that's in a wheelchair out on the tractor ride too. So it was a great morning. Even in the rain, it was covered. So
oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I could hear the rain coming down. Yeah, so how fun was that today? Was it really fun?
It was really fun. At the end of the ride, we were able to pick an apple. Everybody picked an apple.
Ooh, what kind of apple did you pick?
You know, it was a red one.
Yeah. Because I was like trying to do my research and I didn't get a because I normally do research on my guests.
Okay.
And it seems like you guys do all different kinds of activities. You guys also go out in the community 7 days a week, correct?
Nope, just five.
No, so, I'm sorry, 5 days a week.
Yep.
Brain freeze. Oh, there we go. So 5 days a week. And it seems like you guys had a good time. It sounds like you guys had a good time today. What other activities do you guys do?
Since it was raining, we mm-hmm. ended up going to Meyer Gardens.
Ooh, what'd you do there?
We did the arid section, and then they were eating lunch when I took off to come for this podcast. A lot of times we'll go outside if it's not raining, but it's just a good area to walk and do different activities. And there's lots of sculptures and lots of flowers. And every time we're there, something is different. So we went when the butterflies were there.
Oh, yeah, in the spring.
Yep, in the spring.
Yep, because I've been there both many times, and I've actually seen the butterflies there, not one, but two times. And I've actually been to Meyer Gardens a lot of times. And so it's a nice place to go for folks with disabilities too.
Yes.
Because they can check everything out.
Yes.
And checking out all the sculptures and checking things out outdoors, which is pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So when you're with them, do you tell them like, do you have folks there that are like blind or?
We have one young man that is blind,
okay.
But we also have individuals that are not able to read, mm-hmm. and so they can see but not.
But they can't read.
They can't read.
Yeah, because some folks with visual impairments can't read print. Well, they can't read print. So like they can, with me for example, like I can read Braille.
Okay.
You know, it's like those little bumps on the little dots that are like on the paper.
Yes.
That the blind use to read, or normally they're like put on like books or, because they even have Braille books too that you can read, you know.
We tried to read some of the signs
mm-hmm.
as we go throughout the gardens, but there are a lot of things that you can touch throughout the garden too to increase your senses. And actually in the children's garden, they have a big nose and a big ear, I think a big eyeball. So they do a lot of sensory things in their children's area. And we enjoy going into that part of the gardens just,
There's
a lot of sensory things throughout the garden, but the children's area, there seems to be a lot more.
Yeah, there is actually a lot. I mean, there's like plenty of things to do there, you know.
Yes.
Yes, it's pretty cool there. So moving on to the next question that's coming right at you. So how does One Day Niche connect with the community and those with special needs?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. Tomorrow actually is our 1-year anniversary since our launch.
Ooh.
So that's it's amazing that we've made it 1 year. But connecting with community, we get in the community. So we try to participate in community events. Art Prize is coming up.
Yeah, it is.
So we will once again go to Art Prize, and that's a big community event. So connecting with that, but we have memberships to the Public Museum and Meyer Garden, so we go there often just to see the different activities, but the sensory things that both of those offer. We've been able to connect with a local church, and every Thursday morning we do life skills at a local church, which involve vacuuming, wiping down tables, taking out the trash for the church. So it's been very good to connect with the individuals there. The Quest Center for Therapeutic Riding, we've also connected with them, and we've gone and done a few of the vocational jobs that they have there, cleaning out stalls, sweeping, cleaning the tack, the helmets, helping there. We've also connected with Family Promise in Grand Rapids, and we've been able to serve and volunteer there as well.
So what is Family Promise?
They help families that are becoming homeless.
Oh, okay.
So they have a
So that's another nonprofit?
Yes, it is.
Oh, cool.
But a lot of individuals with disabilities don't know how to connect within the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to help them make those connections within the community. And we have a couple individuals when we first started
not really connect
at all? I would say appropriately connecting with the community, so hugging everybody that they walk by isn't really how you appropriately connect with your community.
No, it's not. But the way to connect with the community, you know, is to engage in the events that are being put on, like downtown here in Grand Rapids, just for example. Let's say you know, if you're our price and you meet somebody new, which I understand sometimes can be overwhelming, and trust me, I know how hard it can be sometimes. So, you know, like you're just shaking the hands and, you know, just shaking that person's hand, like, nice to meet you, you know, and you're like doing things with someone, you guys are like having fun, and that's connecting with the community. That's the community connection right there, I would say. Yes. But yes, and I know that that times with around new people, I know it can be hard to connect for, especially for some folks that are, that have like a anxiety or this like a disability, or if it's like a phobia or something, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, and I know how scary it can be.
Yep. And we have a couple individuals that if you go from like the blacktop to concrete or just different colors within the sidewalk or anything,
mm-hmm.
they have that phobia of, hey, I'm gonna fall because it's a different texture, different color.
Yeah. Yep.
And just they have improved so much with us getting out in the community, and even I would say a simple thing like waiting for the white walk person on the little signs or the red hand, knowing when to go cross roads and all of that. So just being able to navigate within the community has been exciting in the first year to watch them improve.
Okay, cool. So when did you launch One Day Niche?
Our first launch day was September 12, 2022.
22? That was last year.
Yep. Tomorrow will be 1 year.
Okay, so how are you guys going to celebrate your anniversary tomorrow, the 1 year anniversary?
We are actually traveling down to the Air Zoo in Kalamazoo.
Oh, I've been there.
To enjoy the Air Zoo tomorrow. And then on Wednesday of this week, we have access to a oven. So we're going to bake ourselves a cake and eat cake on Wednesday. Cake and ice cream on Wednesday.
So. Well, what kind of cake? Chocolate cake? Or is it...
You know...
Like white...
Some people like funfetti. So the...
Yeah.
The little sprinkle, the...
Sprinkle one? Yeah, the ones with sprinkles on them. Oh, I know. What you, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we might do a mix. We might do funfetti with chocolate topping, or we might do a funfetti topping with chocolate. Just, and we'll put a one on it to celebrate our 1 year.
Okay, cool. happy anniversary to you guys at One Day Niche.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So question number three... Moving on to this one. So, how did you guys come up with the name One Day Niche, and what made you want to start the nonprofit One Day Niche, and why?
So, about 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago, I started meeting with other organizations, nonprofits, businesses, mm-hmm. and they said the name had to mean something. So mm-hmm. as I was coming up with a name, the name had to mean something. And talking to different individuals and even the individuals that now attend, one of the things I've realized was that they really didn't have a comfortable place to go and have friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I noticed was that they didn't really know what day it was. So every day is Monday or every day is Friday for them, and they really don't know that there's 7 days in the week. But our name comes from Matthew 6, 33 and 34 in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And in Matthew 6, 34, it actually says one day at a time. Mm-hmm. And so we have the one day from that in the niche. If you look it up in Webster, says your comfortable place in life or employment. And so we live one day at a time in a comfortable place. And so that's where we came up with the name.
Mm-hmm.
And we, yeah, just talking to different people and everything, we felt like it was our fit.
So, okay, yeah, because that makes sense, because now, because I think that name fits for the nonprofit. I know that you guys launched in 2022, and also because like I noticed, because like when I was out with a friend of mine named Tannis Hooker, who's visually impaired, and I've had him on my podcast. The first time I had him on, that was in 2020, and then Because if I remember correctly, it was at a Sparta prom. I believe it was in the spring or the fall. I think it was like last year. And I believe that Marilyn Dunn and Sherry Farrell were there at Sparta, at the Sparta prom. And then Justin Moult, who is Tannis Hooker's he's Tannis Hooker's CLS worker. Justin told me about that they were going to be starting something. And then like I ran into Sherry Farrell at Artists Creating Together's open house, and I asked her what the name of the what it was, and she said it was called One Day Niche. It's the nonprofit. And I said, great. So I got to have someone on my show. And so I decided to have you on the show.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah. So congratulations on starting and starting this nonprofit.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Because I understand you. I think it's you, Sherry Farrell, and Marilyn Dunn, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Yeah, because I happen to know Marilyn Dunn from Lincoln School.
Yep, she taught there, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, and Marilyn Dunn, if you're listening to this right now, big shout out to you. And because I remember she said that I was one of her favorites in the classroom.
That's cool.
That I used to go to. And it seems like everywhere, well, I'm not going to brag about it, but, you know, she was definitely my favorite teacher. And she was very funny, too. Because I do know them from Lincoln School. So circling back to the you said that you guys go to a church and you guys learn life skills and you do vacuuming in there, correct?
Yes.
What's the name of the church?
So the church that we clean, do life skills at is Frontline Church.
Frontline Church, okay.
It's Plainfield and 5 Mile in Grand Rapids.
Oh, because I used to go to a church called North Lawn, and I used to do vacuuming there, and I did a pretty good job at it. And I actually have those life skills, which for me, you know, for somebody that's with a visual impairments, I'm independent at home, and I vacuum by myself. I cook by myself, which I use the microwave and George Foreman grill, which is easier for me, so I don't have to use the stove. So I'm pretty much independent there. I live with my dad, so I'm happy where I'm at, and I have very good life skills, and I also have some good job skills too.
Good.
Yeah. And I started this podcast at the end of 2019. I went here to WKTV and I advocated. There was an episode where I had a teacher named Miss Luann, and one of her students, well, actually her students from Project Search, interviewed me here on my podcast. So I recommend you check that episode out.
All right.
So it was a pretty good one. So, what other businesses have you connected with?
We try to do different activities on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. Every other week we go bowling, and right now Westgate Bowl is where we go, and they're up on Alpine.
Oh, cool.
Bowling. There's like a long list of different things we've connected with that throughout this last year.
Okay. So when you go to Westgate, right? Was it Westgate?
Yes.
Okay. So when you guys go there, do you guys use bumpers, or do you guys use bumpers when you go bowling, or do you guys use anything, or?
On occasion we will use bumpers.
Okay. But because the reason why I say that is because when I go bowling, I use bumpers so that way I don't get the ball in the wrong lane or end up getting it in the gutter, which works for me.
Yes.
Because at Spectrum Lanes, they have those like guardrails that they put up.
Yes.
And I've actually been there before, which is, it's pretty cool.
Yes.
But the bowling alley I go to, it's Eastbrook Lanes.
Okay.
And I go there and I bowl usually on Wednesdays. I bowl with the Kentwood Recreational Center. And I've actually had somebody who was the director of the adaptive sports of the Kentland Recreational Center on my podcast 2 times.
Okay.
Yeah. So her name is Caitlin Bush. So I had her on the show. So, so if you guys were looking to make a connection with them, I recommend you guys check them out.
Eastbrook Lanes?
No, the Kentwood Recreational Center.
Kentwood Recreation Center.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then another question that I have for you coming up right here, so it's coming right at you. So what is your vision of One Day Niche going forward, and how will you grow One Day Niche?
So the vision of One Day Niche is actually to have a activity center so that we can meet at the activity center before going out in the community, but then extending our hours into the after school hour. So currently we run 9 to 3, but we would love to extend
and
into
it's
the
9 to 4 or 9 to 5.
9 to 7.
7, okay.
Yeah, because people get out of work at 5 sometimes, but then if they want to go have dinner together, and sometimes the individuals that do come are a little bit higher care, and it would just give the caregivers an opportunity to maybe have a nice dinner together without having to worry about caring for their individual at that time. But also, like you mentioned before we came on the air, that there was nothing for you to connect with after school hours.
Yeah, because at the time, at the time there wasn't when I was at Lincoln School, especially like after school, like, you know, I needed something to do because it's a good thing that you said that because I had somebody here on my podcast and her name is Miss Joanne and she works here at WKTV and she actually interviewed me on my show. I recommend you check that episode out.
Okay.
And these days more things are happening after school. More events are going on, more activities are going on for folks with special needs now after school.
Yeah, there's a few more going on, but there's our focus area is Northern Kent County, and there's limited activities that happen up in that area after the school hours.
Yeah,
Special Olympics is one of them,
right.
And then Unified Sports have started to come into some of the schools, but not everybody really has access still to that. And transportation is an issue for some of the individuals.
So are you guys looking to change that, or
we're looking to extend hours and have an activity center where we can kind of host the activities, whether it is the Special Olympic practices, so giving a space to them on the north side because they have the building on the south side here, but not on the north side of town. And then just after school care, that's a vision for down the road. And like I've said, we're just celebrating 1 year, and we've grown from 3 to 33 individuals in just 1 year. So I think our growth right now is pretty good for just 1 year. And we are looking just to continue to grow. So,
well, if you keep growing if you keep growing, I think you guys will get more folks in your organization.
Yes.
So, so you guys are gonna, hopefully you guys can make it bigger, and I would love to come by someday and check it out.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then another question is coming right at you. How can people get in contact or get a hold of One Day Niche if they would like to get their special needs child involved, or if they would like to be a member or volunteer at One Day Niche?
We have a website, onedayniche.org, that has a few links on it where you can click on. We, under the Get Connected tab, we have a link that you can click on to register an individual that you would like to participate with One Day Niche. We also have, under the Get Connected tab, Like to Volunteer link that you can also click on. We also have a Facebook page that we post
events or different
events.
Things
on, or? Yep. We'll, oh, cool. So like we have a couple fundraisers coming up that will be posted on there. We post our newsletter on our Facebook page, but even the daily activities. So at the end of each day, we try to do a brief summary of what we've done on that day. So people can kind of follow along and know what we're doing and kind of cheer us on with the different activities.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, because I know you mentioned the website, so you also post events on the website as well.
The website's a little bit more complicated to do events, but yeah, the events coming up will get posted.
Okay.
Facebook's a little bit more instant than the website.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have somebody that manages our website, so basically whenever they can get to posting the different things, it gets posted. So
alrighty,
Facebook's
awesome.
A little bit more instant if you want instantly to know what's going on or what's coming up.
Okay, cool. And then the last question that I have for you. So what do you enjoy doing to relax when you're not working at One Day Niche?
I enjoy a lot of different things when I'm not at One Day Niche, but One Day Niche allows me to enjoy a lot of things I enjoy doing when I'm not at One Day Niche.
Okay.
So I have a husband and two kids, and I enjoy spending time with my family. I also enjoy doing things with my hands, so whether that's cooking or home improvement, painting. I like taking walks out in nature, which we do that as a group with One Day Niche as well.
Oh, cool.
And I actually just got back from Alaska on Saturday.
Oh, how was it?
I love traveling.
Oh, cool.
Alaska was a little cold.
Yeah.
The snow was on the mountains.
That has me thinking of a song called It's So Cold in Alaska.
But it actually got dark in Alaska right now, so no midnight sun going.
No. Yeah. Well, hey, thank you very much for taking the time out of your day to come onto my podcast and ask some questions. Thank you very much for being on the show. It was a pleasure to have you here on the show. I would love to have you here back on the show in the future and maybe bring somebody on the show, or maybe bring Sherry Farrell or Marilyn Dunn here on the podcast.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Or even one of the individuals that actually attends One Day Niche. I would love to maybe bring one or two of them with me as well.
All right, cool. I think that would be pretty cool. So before we go, is there anything that you would like to maybe say to add to the conversation or anything regarding One Day Niche?
I think we've covered pretty much the whole context of One Day Niche right now. So
yeah, I think we did.
I think we're good.
All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. Before we go, I would like to thank my guests for being on my podcast today. And before I go, I'm going to leave you guys with a joke of the day. So here is the joke of the day. What do you get when you combine Star Wars with baseball? The Empire strikes out. And so anyways, thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of the Joe Show Connecting All Abilities podcast. You can find my podcast on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page powered by WKTV and anchor.fm powered by WKTV. You can also find my show on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. My show airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. on WKTV channels Comcast 25 and AT&T 99. So I will see you all next time for another episode of The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities podcast. And please take care of yourself and each other and be kind to one another. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.